Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got plenty of time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So definitely give us a call. But we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
TJ is in Kittery, Maine now.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, you guys named me the Garden Man, and I don't mind that at all. Anyway, I'm now in a Kittery, Maine from Dover. And is there a... do I have a zone difference between 12 miles from where I used to live?
Not really.
For zoning? I don't think so, right?
Nope. Same zone, I would say. You have to go a lot more north.
Right. That's what I thought. So I'm calling it all the same.
Yes.
My second question is, I've noticed we have beautiful gardens here. Everybody owns their own garden, so I've got to be careful not to touch things, because they're very temperamental, these garden ladies. I have my own. They gave me my own, and I'm doing yarrow, which is a beautiful, beautiful plant.
Mm-hmm.
The yarrow. Fun to
definitely
say. Pretty to look at. But I noticed I have bees around, which is good, but they're tiny. They're smaller. They're half the size of 5 years ago. Are they baby bees, or is there something going on in the environment, Mr. P? I don't know what I'm looking at, and I don't know much about bees, except for they pollinate. But the old days, these things were huge, and they're full of pollen on their legs. But these days, they're the size of a dime and not a quarter.
Hmm. Well, so, I mean, there's obviously something going on in nature with our bees. You know, the thing is there's environmental factors. There's there's manufactured issues with some of the chemicals, et cetera, being out there. So that could be, you know, some of the issues. But they're, you know, depending upon the bees, some will be smaller. You might not necessarily see all, like, the, you know, the bumblebee as often, or the honeybee. There are tons of different bees out there. There are 49 species of bumblebees that are actually native to the U.S. So you could be seeing some different styles, different sizes out there. So that could be part of it, right? So that's part of it. But I definitely think, I mean, the best way to get these bees to continue on there is planting, you know, more anything that flowers in gardens to help out to produce more of these bees. Bees are a good thing. Obviously, they help pollinate. They move things around. You know, there was a movie, an animated movie a number of years ago that Jerry Seinfeld was the main character of the bee. It was called the Bee Movie, and it shows that when the bees stop doing what they're supposed to be doing, everything starts to just get to die, etc. And they're trying to save
the true story.
Bees. Yeah,
that's
so that's
true story.
That's really what you're seeing out there. I would say it's not it's a partially man-made issue. It's by when we're spraying any pesticide, and that's including organic. We need to look at when we spray it, right? I always, when I'm spraying any insecticide or pesticide, that type of thing, I am spraying at night, at dusk.
Okay.
When it's the sun is starting to go down. Reason being, bees are out and active when the sun is out, when it's light out. They go back to their hive when the sun starts to come down. Right? So that means you have that period of time where they're not active and out and about on the plants. So that it gives the plants time to dry out from this insecticide. It also means that they're not active around the plant, so when you do spray, you're not spraying a bee that's sitting there.
Correct. Okay, good. Good call. I'm just telling you for all the other listeners also, because I'm kind of a spokesperson now that I'm here in the new gardens, and I'm at a new Jurassic Park, and we have a beautiful gardens and all sorts of flowers, and we're doing that. And I have a big slug problem now, because last year when I talked to you, we had a drought. Now it's the opposite. It's the opposite. I got more rain than I need. I'm having a hard time. I taught a class of the overwatering, underwatering, and it's basically the plant looks exactly the same, where it's yellow on the leaves, and you don't know the difference. So I'm dealing with that later today in my seminar. But I always want to ask you first, Mr. P, because you're world smarter than I am, and then I try to teach other people and so on and so forth. But I live at Kittery, Maine now. Same kind of establishment, and got a lot of elderly people, and teach and learn, and you help me, and I appreciate your show. And as far as the bees go, there's the size I'm looking at. They're like tiny little bees. Now, are they baby bees? Is that how they work? I don't know about bees being born. Are they tiny? Or are they born?
I mean, some will be tiny, but again, I think it's different stages that they're in. With the weather has been kind of odd, so you're not seeing as many out there right away. So that's something to be thinking about. It's nature. It's the environment that we're in is kind of will affect it. You know, it's kind of like that goldfish analogy. Well, you know, you put a goldfish in a small bowl, it's only going to get so big, whereas you put it in a larger bowl, it's going to get bigger. It's not identical to that when it comes to the bees, but the weather aspect, when you have it, not a lot of sun and a lot of rain, and it's cold, bees aren't out there and active to develop and get bigger. So that has a little bit to do with it.
Love your thoughts. I do love your thoughts, and you answered all my questions. So when I get invaded by all my friends here, my elbow friends, I got the answer that I needed from you.
One other thing, you had mentioned slugs, right? There's lots of slugs out there.
They're everywhere now.
There's great products that you can use for that. Like Sluggo is one from Monterey. Slug Magic is a good one.
Great name.
You know, those are types that you can use. Now, here's another one that you can use to actually help kill some of these slugs. You can actually use beer. Right.
Sorry. What did you just say?
Yeah, I think you heard me. I said beer.
Yes, you did. Okay.
Yeah. So beer can actually what it does is you use just a little bit of it in like a small Dixie cup.
I use a lot of it, but then I'll share.
Well, so that's my father used to say it all the time. What he would do is, you know, you could go out in the garden, you could drink the beer in the afternoon, you know, at the end of the day, leave mm-hmm. about an inch left and put in like a Dixie cup or a small cup. What it does is that the yeast and everything from it, the smell attracts the slugs to it. Might attract a few neighbors, but at the same time, it's mostly slugs that'll go there.
Wow.
And so what'll happen is the yeast will, and there's the sugars in it, will attract it to it. They will go into this inch of beer, and then they will drown. But it is effective. It's another way of doing it. So
that's so great. Thank
definitely
you.
Another alternative other than just using some sprays, but like Sluggo and
eggshells I use.
Yep, diatomaceous earth, same type of thing here. So those are some other alternatives to use to get rid of some of the slugs, especially this time of year when it's very wet and they're going to be everywhere.
They are everywhere, and they're nasty, and, you know, they're just doing their job, and I don't like it. It's a slug fest I got going on. But anyway, I appreciate your niceness, and I guess I am a slug in my own way here. Anyway, brother, I appreciate your niceness to let me talk on your program.
And all right, TJ, you have a great one.
I will. You too, sir. Thank you, Mr. P.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life.
Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some calls on the line, so we want to go right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Dot is in Lowell.
Dot, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. It's me again. Thank you for taking my call. I've got two questions about, number one, sumac. We clean out all the sumac, but now I'm wondering about the grape barber that we rescued. My grandson says, Grammy, I can't wait to eat some of the grapes. I can't believe how the grapes have survived. And, you know, with all the sumac and the choking vine around the grapes, I think I'm just being overly cautious. Those grapes will be perfectly good, right? You know, come September.
They should be fine, definitely, as long as, you know, you've got rid of a lot of the sumac, you said?
Yeah, the sumac and the choking vine, that cherry choking vine.
Yeah.
And my son's been helping, et cetera. It's a long process, and we're going to get it, like, the back garden all, you know, excavate it to get rid of all the roots.
Yep.
But in the meantime, I can't believe how well these grapes have survived. I really thought we'd lose the whole grapevines. But as long as I would think they're okay, and there's, you know, raspberry thorn bushes around it, but we clean those out.
So I don't see a problem with them. I think they should be fine as long as they're continuing to keep going.
Yeah, okay.
What I would...
He's so excited. It was so good to see it. You know, he's so good. Grammy, look at this. Okay, how is this a double state? The other question I have, thank you for your help in that, by the way. I cannot believe something ate all my sedum plant in the front. I've had this sedum plant beautifully for like, you know, 7-8 years. And it's something ate the sedum plant, and it's just to the roots practically. All the leaves have been munched off. I have, you know, usually they might eat something else. You know, is it going to be a rabbit? What can I do to bring it back? Will I lose it completely? Will it come back next year?
So it ate it all the way down to the stem or down to the...
Ate all the leaves. I think there's like 3 inches of the stems left, 3 to 4 inches.
So it might still come back on the sedum. It's just going to be, it'll be hard to tell. Which, was it the upright or the creeping type?
The upright. The red one, the reddish
one. So the autumn joy?
The one that blooms beautifully in late August.
Yeah, so I think that would be like the Autumn Joy or like the...
Not the real tall one, but yeah, I can't...
I know which one we're talking about here. So you might have some regrowth to it. What I would look at doing is using like a spray, obviously, to keep them away. Best way to be looking in that. It might be rabbits just the way it was doing, but the weirder thing is, so that's the upright version, so they're eating down, right? That's how I would look at it, as it would be something from above eating it, right?
There's only like two or three leaves left on, like, the plant was about, I would say, 10 to 12 inches round, and there's like two leaves left.
So I would look at using like a repels all from Boneyed. It would be, I'd almost look at more of like the deer and rabbit repellent, but you could use a repels all spray.
Okay.
It's like a egg solids and other mixture to it that they just don't like the smell of it.
Okay, I'll try that,
because
I got something, I think Shake Away,
Shake Away did you get?
All, right?
I'm sorry, so there's a few different types of the Shake Away, which one did you get?
Oh gosh, I got it from last year, so I don't honestly remember. But
so you could actually use a combination, because that would be a granular form, putting like a perimeter around it, and then I'd look at the repels all to be spraying
so
around the rest of it.
Okay, is it toxic at all? Because I do have grandchildren.
No, so the Repelzol, it's basically egg solids, cloves, and garlic oil.
Okay, where do I get that?
You can get that at a local garden center. You can go to Mahoney's in Tewksbury or Chelmsford. They'll have it.
Okay, great. But I have never seen a summer. I thought animals, critters didn't like sedum plants.
Well, so this is one of the things we spent so much time in quarantine, if you will, where people weren't really going out as much. So there's more animals around. So, I mean, we're seeing some. I saw two wild turkeys with six or seven babies in my yard yesterday. I'd never seen that before in the area, so we're seeing a lot of different things this year. So try out some of that repellent. Use the Shake Away as well.
I will. Thank you for that plant. Otherwise, just wait. Hopefully, it'll come back next year, right?
I believe it will. All right.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Boneyed makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Boneyed is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Boneyed Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. are on the rise as the Delta variant spreads rapidly, hitting unvaccinated segments of the population hard. Florida, Missouri, and Texas now account for about 40% of the country's new cases. The CDC says that in 16 states, less than half of the population has received at least one dose of vaccine. Dr. William Schaffner, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt Medical School, says it will take a different kind of effort to address that level of vaccine hesitancy. He tells CBS News that health officials will likely need to employ a one-on-one approach.
We have to ask each and every person what their issues are, respect that, and then try to provide the good information, and in addition, try to make them feel comfortable and reassured that doing this is really good for them, their family, and their entire communities. We're down to doing this one person at a time.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden hit the road on Saturday to hold a rally for a gubernatorial candidate in a state often considered a bellwether. Brad Bernards has the details.
President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
We have some lima beans. They're just starting to get little beans on. Can I give them 10, 10, 10?
So you're looking to fertilize and just kind of push more?
Yeah.
If you're using a 10, 10, 10 in like a liquid form, maybe, because I think that, you know, the granular...
It'll take a while.
It's going to take a little bit, right? That's where my concern is.
Uh-huh.
I'd look at doing more of like a liquid fertilizer that has like now that you're starting to see the lima beans themselves growing, pushing something with a heavier middle number, almost like a bloom booster. But I wouldn't want to use like a bloom booster. I was looking at this the other day, like a Miracle-Gro, their bloom booster, their middle number is like 52.
Oh, wow.
Which to me I think is too much.
Yeah.
I look at something like there's a Peters one out there that is, I want to say it's like 10, 30, 20, which is better. So I would look at using something like that to try and give something back to it to try and help them produce. Because what happens with this bloom booster, it does the same thing when it's with something that's fruiting or a flower. When those things are happening, it focuses the fertilization onto those areas. Whereas if it's not producing, it's just producing shoots, it's going to focus on pushing shoots. So when it's getting these lima beans, that's when using this bloom booster is really going to help it and push the growth on there. So I think that's going to be helpful for you, looking at something like that, or maybe even like using a Neptune's Harvest or a Dram fertilizer. Either of those would do well for you.
Okay. And I have one more question. I have squash. And it gets flowers, but the flowers, after a while, they just want to fall off. I don't know, too wet?
Nope. So with squash, there are 10 times the amount of male flowers than there are female flowers. So for every one female flower, you're going to have 10 male flowers. The female flower is the one that produces the squash. Okay, so what it's doing, what the plant is doing, is it's trying to make sure it gets pollinated, right? So it produces as many of the male flowers so that bees can take from those male flowers and don't have to go very far to pollinate the female. You can do this on your own if you're looking at it and saying, what's going on? I'm not getting a lot of squash. So the easiest way to tell the difference between a male and a female flower is the female flower will have a very small squash at the end of the flower petal, at the end of the flower. It's almost just, it looks like a little ball. It's very small when it's first developing. That's your female plant. All the other ones that don't have it are your male. And so what I'd want you to do is take a paintbrush, okay? Take the inside, take the paintbrush, go into the inside of the male flower, take as much of the pollen as you can from it, and then put it into the female, and that's going to help speed up the process of fertilization. Some people will even take the male flower, pluck it, and then place it into the female flower to get the pollen directly that way. But paintbrushes work. It's when I first started doing this, I was kind of the same way. I started my garden when I first had a house, and I was talking to my father, and I was like, Dad, what is going on? And he was like, Well, let me tell you about the birds and the bees. I'm like, Dad, I don't listen. I'm in my 30s. I get it, but you know what I mean. This is what's happening. It's the plant itself is trying to make sure it gets pollinated, and that's why it produces so many of the male flowers, to make sure it gets that pollination done.
And that's why it started dropping off then?
Yeah, because the male flower, once it's pollinated, or once it because it's not going to produce a squash.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of pointless once done. So it just drops off, falls off, and just goes away. It's kind of like the rest of the male community.
Yeah.
We're kind of useless until we're needed.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, thank you very much, then.
All right, Peter. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you have some more calls to Nathan, who's up next?
Manya and Athena are in New Hampshire wanting a double question.
Awesome. Manya and Athena, how can we help you today?
Hi, my name is Manya, and I have a question about a cactus, and then
sure.
Athena wants to ask you about an aloe plant.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a cactus. I'm not even sure what kind it is. Somebody had given it to me because it wasn't growing, and now it's thriving on me, and it accidentally got bumped, and one of the arms on it has come off.
Okay.
And I was wondering how to get it, maybe to save it and propagate it or put it in the soil so I can get some roots on it.
Okay. Well, so you definitely can. So what I'd like to see you do with that cactus is, I'm assuming it didn't just happen right now. It happened either the day before or a couple days ago.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yep. So what I'd want you to do
is... It's still kind of attached to the plant. I mean...
So I want you to cut that piece from the plant.
Okay.
Try to make it as flat of a cut to the rest of the cactus as possible.
Yeah.
So that you're not leaving like a small stem, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's right on one of the joints, so it's
okay,
not
perfect.
Like, yeah.
So what I'd like you to do is make a fresh cut on it.
Okay.
And then the area that had been kind of bumped and broke yesterday,
yeah.
I want you to make that into a fresh cut as well. Right.
Oh.
Reason being is because I want you to use a rooting hormone, a rooting powder.
Yes, I have some. Yeah.
Okay. But what's going to happen is with that, where it got cut yesterday, it's already started to callus over and heal up. Right.
Okay.
So it's not going to be able to pull some of that rooting hormone.
Okay.
To where you need it. And now when you cut it, I'm not saying cut it, you know, inches. I'm talking a minimal cut, so it's a fresh cut, so you can almost feel that it's like wet, right? It's,
oh, okay.
It's like the, you can feel the underneath and you can see that it's a fresh cut.
Okay.
Then place it into that rooting powder, and then place it into the soil. Most cactus want a little bit of a soil. They'll have some soil, but they want to have a sandy mix to it.
It's like the cactus
soil.
Yeah.
Perfect. Use that. Don't place the whole plant like deep into the soil.
Okay.
A lot of times you can just kind of place it on the top, maybe put a little bit of soil to the sides to hold it in place.
Okay.
But that's really it. What I want you to do is let it sit for a while. Don't water it. Don't overwater it. Kind of let it sit for a bit. Most cactuses and succulents like to be dry anyways.
Yeah, I just left this alone is what
Yeah, perfect. So you kind of just leave it in the soil, and if it's a cactus that you can almost grab onto, where you can just kind of see if there's resistance a little bit later on, you'll be able to tell if the roots have started to develop.
Could I take like a little twine and just have it hold on to the main plant just to hold it steady?
You could. What I would also see if you could do is almost take like a... like a knife, like a sharp knife, like an X-Acto knife, or like a box cutter type knife.
I have an X-Acto knife. Yeah.
And where it got bumped and broke yesterday, clean that spot up so that it's a fresh wound there, and then pull the plant, the spot that broke off, pull it back to the main stem so there's some contact between the two. That will start to regrow and recallus and hold onto the plant. And by using that twine as well to hold it will help it. But the fresh cut will really help it because we're trying to almost force it to regrow a callus, but callus onto the main stem.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Sounds fair.
All right, and I know Athena had a question as well.
Yes, she just got her first little plant for herself yesterday, so
awesome.
She wants to ask about it.
Okay.
I got an aloe plant yesterday, and I'm just wondering, like, how to take care of it.
Okay. Now, so an aloe plant is just like the cactus. It's a succulent plant that likes... you know, it doesn't need to be watered as much, just like the other succulents. But when you do water it, you want to water it deeply, right? So when we say deeply, you want to make sure the water seeps all the way into it. So sometimes what we can do is you can take the aloe and put it into like a sink and put the whole the faucet just on a drip so it slowly goes into the plant and will slowly water it. And you can leave it in the sink for like half hour or so. You don't have to do it all the time. You can do it maybe a couple times a week depending upon how warm it is, if you have it in the house, etc., right? The great thing is you can use it for so many helpful, you know, scrapes and burns and everything, and the plant will regrow. It can actually take some time for it to regrow, but it's definitely worth it. Now, you want to keep this plant. It can take full sun or it'll take a little bit of shade. So it's definitely in like a south-facing window if you can, even like a... southwest facing window, that type of thing. You want to have sandy soil, so if you need to repot it at any time, it seems like you just got it, so you won't need to right away, but use that same soil that we were talking about with that cactus if we were going to plant it that way. But definitely loves the light, but it doesn't... You know, if you're seeing that the leaves start to turn yellow a little bit, sometimes that means it's drying out. Sometimes it means it's way too much hot sun. So you can kind of turn it a bit from the areas. I like to, if I put a plant in a south-facing window, every few days, turn it. So it's not one side getting all the sun, the other side can get some of it as well. So I find that important to do. So watering, again, maybe every couple days to take care of it. You really don't need to do a lot of fertilizing for the aloe. You know, maybe once a month or maybe every couple months, it doesn't need it. Don't need to repot it very often because it's a slower grower, right? I'm trying to think if there's anything else for you. So sometimes they will grow other plants coming out of it, and you can actually make multiple aloe plants. So it's definitely worth it, and it's a good plant to start out with.
Just repotted it because it was growing out of the bottom. So.
Oh, perfect. So you've done everything you can for a while. Now you get to kind of sit back and enjoy it. All right, Athena and Anya, thank you so much for the call. Enjoy the rest of your day. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Nancy in regards to Black Knot on her cherry tree. And one thing I wanted to get back to a little bit. Say you decide not to get rid of the whole tree. One thing I meant to say and I forgot to say, when you do cut out the black knot from the plant itself, you want to go about 2 to 4 inches below the gall to make sure that you're further enough away from the disease itself and you're getting rid of it and you're getting onto new, you know, cleaner bark. Okay, so that was one thing I forgot to tell you prior.
Now, Patrick, there's sort of two branches coming up relatively close to the ground, two main trunks almost, and it's only on one of the sections. Should I just eliminate that trunk that has that on it, or would we assume that the other trunk probably has it even if I don't see it immediately?
Well, I with something like this, you kind of almost assume that that's happening to help prevent it, you know, using that infuse to spray. I just get nervous with some of something that already has some galls on there. It's, you know, they can be pretty funky looking and decent size to them. Some of them can go like a foot long. I'm sure they're not that big on there, but I just, the future of the tree is in question.
So I might be better off just eliminating it totally then.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is going to sound bad because I am one to try to help keep trees alive. Mm-hmm. This might be the best way is to cut it out. It's twofold. You're getting rid of the disease, and you're giving that peach tree some space to really grow.
Probably better. Now, but when I remove the tree, what can I do with it?
You can, some people will burn it just to get rid of it. Some will actually bury it in the ground to get rid of the disease. I personally would cut it in smaller pieces, not the gall itself, but the branches, and maybe get rid of some of those and throw it in, like, the yard waste bags or in the trash itself. Get rid of the trash altogether.
Well, I don't know if the trash will take it.
Well, I think if you cut it up in smaller pieces and put it in, like, a black trash bag, they might not know it's there. But you didn't hear that from me.
Oh, right. So, but also I could burn, and that wouldn't spread it then.
No.
Bury how deep, though?
Well, that's the thing, right? I was looking at, I always like to, in between the breaks, check out any other details for things like this to see what I can do to help it. And one of the treatments on it says, you know, cut it the 2 to 4 inches below the gall, and then burn or bury the diseased branches to prevent the spread of the fungus. The fire on it is going to prevent it from, it's going to kill the spores, whereas the rain and water helps push the spores out and into the air. So I think either way, it doesn't say how deep you got to burn it, bury it, but I would think, you know, 6-10 inches would probably be the spot.
And if one is in the smoke from the burning, the humans around it, that's not going to bother them,
no.
Right?
No. Nope.
Okay. So then, all right, maybe burn it in the chimney.
Yeah.
All right. And now the peach tree I see has what looks like sort of an ordinary gnarl, almost deformity. Is that how the black knot starts, or am I just becoming paranoid?
You might be a little paranoid, but rightfully so. I would take a closer look and see if it's starting to form black around the branches. And if it is, it could be the early stages of it. And then that's when I'd use that infuse.
And that's when it's still savable. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank
no problem.
Thank you very much.
Have a great one, Nancy.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.